Many of you sent me links to what's outright fake news about the knife attacks and murder at UT Austin, claiming that a licensed carry holder stopped the attacker and held him for police. That did not happen. It is fake news and does a disservice to the movement. Setting that aside, there's an even lower level of reporting on the issue, which comes from Jim Vertuno of the Associated Press. The headline of his piece is a lie in and of itself. University of Texas stabbings put campus carry law to test. The stabbings at UT Austin had nothing to do with campus carry and thus didn't have anything to do with putting the law to a test. But worse is the utterly spurious idea presented that because there was no one present with a handgun to stop the attack, campus concealed carry is a failure. That argument defies even a basic element of intellectual talent, but now we step to a third step even lower down the mental scale. Had there been firearms added to that mix, it would have been far more disastrous, said Susan Shorn, a riding instructor at UT who has been involved in the Gun Free UT group. That's quite an assertion. Really? How so? The AP piece is manure journalism, beginning with the headline claiming a law was put to the test when the law didn't come into play in the instant. The idea that campus carries a failure because no one with a gun happened to be present is akin to saying having police is a failure because a cop wasn't there when a liquor store was robbed. And the UT riding instructor's comment? Well, that shows just how little standards for intelligence exist at modern universities for members of the faculty and staff. I can't believe people still pay to be educated at these places. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas, weekdays at 5 p.m.